As here we are with the Cover 3 Athletics Whitbeland City League Football Podcast Week 6 recap the action. And it's becoming the middle of October. It's that time. It's beginning to be the sense of win or go home, where dreams come to live or die. As it's October, let's get the party started recapping all the action. So, as of this past Friday night, was filled with a crap ton of rain as there was weather delays all over the Whitbeland. Some games, a couple of the bigger ones, had to be completed on Saturday morning, which not usual, not ideal, but still was some good football, some excitement, and ultimately results that are going to play a big role, I think, the next month plus as we try to figure this out. So, start hot and heavy, Class 6A, the good old Quan County, the only conference in the class. And a big game, heavyweight fight here. Mount Lebanon taking on Central Catholic. First place on the line. Bragging rights, a little bit ability to puff your chest. Let's take, and well, the opening kickoff, Gannon Crothers wasted no time taking it back 95 yards, 7-0 Vikings. But after that, Mount Lebanon settled down. Alex Texka, 3-yard run, tied it up at 7. Going in the second quarter, Texka broke 3 for 43-yard scamper, giving the Blue Devils a 14-7 lead. The weather came in, messed things up. They had to come back official on Saturday. As before the weather came, though, Joey D hit Eli Heinrich for a 20-yard touchdown. So it was 21-7. They came back to finish the game Saturday morning. Mid-third quarter to the end of it. With the Blue Devils, they picked it right where they left off. As quickly in the resumption, Joey D found Eli again for a 13-yard touchdown. And then Grayson D scored the final Blue Devil points in the fourth quarter, making it 35-7. As Payne Wainer had the last hit of the touchdown pass when it was out of hand. Mount Lebanon with a huge 35-14 victory over the Vikings to get to 7-0 and be in complete control of Class 6A in the Whitbeland. As this is the second straight regular season that Bobby P. and his Blue Devils have defeated Central Catholic. Of course, a year ago, the Vikings beat them in the semifinals. So this year, Mount Lebanon's much better, much more veteran, experienced. But again, can they get the job done? Hard to beat the Vikes twice in 1 year, but Mount Lebanon sir looks the part. As Mount Lebanon, Alex Texka, 266 rushing yards on the ground, plus the 2 touchdowns. I've been saying this for the last 2 years. This kid is an absolute stud. Give him his credit as a running back, let alone a DB. And this Blue Devil defense absolutely dominated. Because like I said, the opening kickoff and then garbage time touchdown, that's basically a shutout. And the fact you have to come back on a Saturday morning and do it all again, keep your momentum, keep your vibe, keep going with it. Talk about impressive. So the Blue Devil defense, give them the credit. And I'm going to say it. Quietly look past the chain gang for 1 week. It's all about the Blue Devils going in this week right now. Blue Devil defense, number one in quad in the Quan County in 6A. No disrespect to the chain gangs, it's like a 1A, 1B thing, but Malamin, they're the team to beat, no ifs, ands, or buts. Switching to the other games that completed on Friday, Baldwin took care of Hemfield 28-0, so the Highlanders, they're the team that kind of has the best chance to break up the top 5 parlay. North Allegheny rolls Norwin 42-24, and of course no info is provided for that one. And then Seneca Valley, Cana Mac, a little Friday night thriller with the weather. As early on, it was all Big Macs on the road. As Ryan Engen had an 11-yard run. Mike Evans had an 8-yard keeper. In between that came a 27-yard catch run by Brandon Ross for the Raiders, but a missed PAT. And it was 14-6 came back at the break. Come out the second half, both defenses got going. And then mid-fourth quarter, Nolan Dorwick with a 30-yard scamper. Luke Lawson caught the 2-point pass, tied up at 14. The game goes into overtime in the OT. Anthony Finney, Camden Bush trade field goals to force a second overtime. And in that double OT period, Seneca Valley got the ball first. Dorwick scored on a 5-yard run. The extra point would be good, making it 24-17. Kanemack had to try to answer, but on a 4th and goal, Raiders junior TJ Border with the end zone interception on 4th down to end the game. And Seneca Valley rallies with another thriller, 24-17. So that's a big win for Seneca Valley because, looking at things, Seneca Valley, they're actually above NA in the standings as we speak. So right now, they'd be the 3 seed. And that's huge, because in the 6A Whitfield playoffs, only five make it in. The top three get in all, by into the semis. Four has to play five in the opening round, with, of course, then the one seed staring at them. So, a huge difference between 3 and 4 in 6A. We go to Class 5A, the Allegheny 6 Conference. Like I said, every week, you're going to have at least two really good games. And while Bethel Park went to South Fayette and the Blackhawks scored a touchdown every quarter, the defense absolutely dominated. And then in Bethel Park with a road victory, 27-7, to Troyville Patty had two touchdowns, including, I saw he ran for three touchdowns, including an 80-yarder in the third quarter. And then he sealed it with a 3-yard plunge in the fourth. Big one for BP. USC against West A, the Indians are just banged up. As Jay Sean Spencer and Noni and Tracy do the best they can, but they just need more help. As the Panthers, talk about a turnaround for them. As ever since that ugly loss against PR, they've just flipped the script. So you're happy for them. As Ethan Heaster taking over, he scored on a pair of 2-yard runs. The Panther defense dominates, and the USC gets a big road 17-3 victory. Flip the page over to then the big one, Moon Appears Township. This is another game that would be completed on a Saturday morning, as it was back and forth all the way through. As Tyler McGowan found Tate Beachy for a 38-yard touchdown to start the scoring, Sam Miller capped off the 5-yard keeper, and after one, it was tied at 7. Second quarter, though, Pierce Township had to punt it away, and Ben Bladel blocks the kick, falls on the end zone to give the Tigers a 14-7 lead. But the Indians will respond as Jake McCosco took another pass 55 yards of the house, a failed PT that has 14-13 at the break. Then third quarter, the back and forth continued as Tate Beachy had a 33-yard touchdown catch. Richie Woods had a 17-yard scamper after he had a nice one-handed grab earlier in the drive. A failed conversion, though, kept the Moon in front 21-19 going into the fourth quarter. The fourth quarter, though, Miller to McCosco 61 yards over the top. The extra point gave the Indians a 26-21 lead. Moon had to answer back, and you know what? They did so something called, they call the Tiger Special, as the Tiger Special was a double reversed, as it'd be McGowan to Bladel, and then Bladel tosses a 7-yard touchdown back to McGowan with 5:41 to go. The conversion would be good as Bladel would catch it, and then the Moon defense, as they've done all year, big, one more stop to ice it. They ran out the clock, and the Tiger Special, and the defense holds on. Moon goes to 7-0, 29-26 road victors at Pierce Township. And this conference is broken in half as you have Moon, BP, and USC all 2-0 conference play at the top. Going to the Big East, Latrobe routed Connellsville 55-13. Woody I took care of Franklin Regional 37-21. As look at this, is Jay Sean Pringle, who's taken over the Wolverine quarterback, threw 4 touchdown passes. As actually, I'm sorry, I'm just kind of hit 5. I'm sorry. So Pringle, 5 touchdown passes. As 2 of them to Lewis Callaway, 2 of them to Deontay Williams. Angelo Reddick's caught, had a 17-yard touchdown grab and an 18-yard rushing score. The Wolverines with a huge bounce back for them. And then Penn Trafford gave me the other heavyweight match. This was just a hard-fought physical defensive battle that went back and forth. As the only Warrior touchdown came, though, second quarter, a Carter Green's 4-yard keeper. And then Gateway had to punt from its own end. The ball snapped out of the back for a safety that made 9-3. But the Gator defense held. The offense moved. And Brad Birch, Patrick Bodie had 2 big pass connections on the ensuing drive, as Bodie had a huge catch and run. Then he had a big 46-yarder, setting up Birch to Dallas Harper, 8 yards for a touchdown, gave the Gators a 10-9 lead, but not for long, as before the half, PT moved, and Nathan Schlesinger kicked 2 field goals on the night, the first which was a 42-yarder that made it 12-10 at the break. His second kick came in the fourth on 36-yarder, made 15-10. The Gator offense just could not convert when they needed to, failing a fourth down inside around the Penn Trafford 40 to seal the win. So the Warriors win a physical game 15-10, and that one, it was just a hard-fought game on both defenses. But really, Penn Trafford had one big play. That was Cade Yakimelli's 56-yard run that set up Carter Green's 4-yard keeper in the second quarter. Gateway had a couple big plays, but ultimately turnovers. I mean, you know, Green lost 2 fumbles, but after he lost the second one, Gateway fumbled right in the next play to give it back towards midfield. That helped set up the field goal at the end of the half. So just missed opportunities. Then they pinch Trafford, they keep the victory bell, and they ring the damn thing afterwards. And again, the Warriors beat Gateway, beat Woody High. They're in cruise control for the Big East Conference. Going over to the Northeast, Pine Ridgeland routes Shaler 35-0. And talk about a turn of two seasons. Shaler's lost four straight now after the 2-0 start. PR after their start has done nothing but win. No worry there. But some worry down in Kiski as Fox Chapel goes there and they rout the Cavaliers 35-21. The Foxes 21 unanswered in the fourth quarter to steal this game. And, you know, and you say rout, well, will you go in there and take it like they did? That is kind of like a rout. As in defeat, Logan Johnson, he did throw two touchdown passes. But Colin Dietz and the Foxes took care of it as Colin Dietz. As he accounted for three touchdowns, two with his arm. I'm sorry for that, guys. Dietz counts for four touchdowns, three with his arm. As he found Kylie Patterson for scores of 65 and 22 yards. Colin Kwiatkowski caught a 40-yarder for him. Dietz also scored on a 10-yard run. And the sealer, late in the fourth quarter, Zidane Thomas, a 54-yard pick six. Fox Chapel, a huge road victory. And look out, they're 2-0 in the conference. And then Penn Hills, North Hills, talk about a barn burner in this one. Back and forth they went. But the big one came in the fourth quarter. As again, fourth quarter saw 29 points scored. Each team got in twice. As Chase Foskey had an 82-yard catch and run for North Hills. As that would give them a 21-14 lead. Julian Duggar answered with a 5-yard keeper tied up at 21. Actually, I'm sorry, guys. Whoops. Gave North Penn Hills the lead back 28-21. I'm sorry there. So Penn Hills took a 21-14 lead into the fourth quarter. Back and forth. But then again, we John Green to Foskey. 25 yards for a touchdown. They went for two and got it with under 2 minutes to go. And North Hills would be up 29-28. Only for Penn Hills to go down the field. And with 2 seconds of play, it would be Julian Duggar to Jaden Duggar. 15 yards for a touchdown. The extra point would be good. No magic after that. So Duggar with the game-winning touchdown pass. And Penn Hills walks it off 35-29. And just a wild ending there. And a huge game because you look at how this one played out. North Hills, a good opportunity to get to 2-0. They're on the right side of a fourth quarter rally last week. This week, Penn Hills, they're the ones who pull it off. Both these teams are now 1-1 in the conference. You know, and again, kind of keeping worse here in the Northeast. We go to Class 4A, the Big 8. McKeesport has no issue with West Mifflin 41-0. TJ routes Laurel Highlands 42-3, as it was 28-3 after the half. As Joey Letzky, as he counted for five touchdowns, throwing for two of them, running for three. Jaguars no issue. Belvern and Ringwood had a long line of delay, but they resumed late into the night. The Leopards were up 14-7 in the third quarter, seemed like forever, until finally Devin Woodlock scored on a 45-yard run. They make it 21-7. The fourth quarter, they never looked back as Woodlock scored on two short runs. The night he ran for four touchdowns, and the Leopards win 35-14 to avoid a little bit of a trap. The Greater Allegheny, Hampton, undefeated Plum, rolling with house money, and, well, the Talbots just shut him down. Hampton wins 35-7 in this one as Christian Liberto ran for two touchdowns, had a 31-yard receiving score. As Borgo had a rushing score as well. The Talbots get to 7-0. Indiana Highlands, who would bounce back? And it would be the host Indians. Scored 22 in answer in the second quarter to get control. As Corbin Wilson had a 32-yard run. Liam McFarlane throws for a touchdown, finding Anthony Kowalchuk. Zach Harrington had a fumble return deep in Plum territory. As Chandler Timmons threw for a pair of third-quarter touchdowns to make it a game. And then fourth quarter, Devin Flint ISO with a 14-yard keeper. Indiana wins 29-14. Mars and Knock, and how about the Fighting Plants? They've struggled to score, but not on this night, as Raphael Bartley found Aiden Alesso for a 47-yard catch and run that tied up at 7 at the half. And then after a pick-six game, Knock the lead back. The field extra point made 13-7. Mars responded, and Noah Nusserat took a Bartley pass 46 yards to the house. This extra point would be good. Both defenses clamped down in the fourth, and Mars pulls the upset at home 14-13. kind of a crushing loss for Nauk as they were trying to get momentum, get back into playoff contention. And then Armstrong, Griesmer, Salem, and all up the first quarter, saw some sparks as Caden Olsen, Hayden Teske each 2 touchdown passes. Teske's went 79 yards into the hands of Cody Rubricht. It would be 10-6 scoring lines after one. But after that, it was mostly the Riverhawks'. The Armstrong defense played lights out after that first quarter. As then Caden Olsen, he found Isaiah Brown for 2 short touchdowns before that half to make it 20-10. Julius Barnes had a 1-yard run as the only third quarter points. Then after Teske scored on a run to kind of give Greek GS some hope, Alex Pan put the game away with his 2nd touchdown. This one on a 7-yard run. Game over. Riverhawks win 33-16. Going to the Parkway, Aliquippa routes Star Valley 48-13 as a 20-burger in the first set the tone. As Quinn and Good found Tajir Thornton on a 51-yard pass to start the night. Thornton had a short little scoop and score. Good hit Donovan Walker for a 10-yard touchdown. And then Anthony Mackey ran a kickback. Finally, Mon Payne for 22, scoring, making 28-13. But then Taqui Hayes had 2 touchdown runs in the second half. Cameron Lindsay kept out the 21 spurt. The Quip defense held. 48-13, Quip's win. They really gained control of the Parkway. Montour ousts Blackhawk 28-21. As Caleb Williams had touchdowns of 68 and 71 yards. James Haslew had a pick 6. Spartans used big plays to pull this one out. And then to break a tie late, Jake Wolf with a 10-yard keeper. And he converted to a conversion. So Montour wins at 28-21, one of those toss-up games in the conference. And then a game that was finished on Saturday, Beaver and Newcastle, and the Beaver Bobcats were led 20-0 third quarter when the rain hit. Wyatt Ringer had 3 rushing touchdowns. The game resumed. Newcastle got it going fourth quarter. Chris Hood to Tyler Leakins, 70 yards, catch and run. And then it'd be Leakins throwing to Hood in a little bit of reverse. They got the 2. It'd be 20-14, but Beaver got the ball back. Ran down and then defense held. Beaver holds on 20-14 to pull the big upset in this Parkway Conference. Then getting in, and then Trinity lost 30-0 to Clearfield at out of conference play. And then Class 3A action, the Allegheny 7. Freeport wins a slow one over East Day 17-7. Valley routes Derry 32-14. Burrell upsets Deer Lakes 28-24 as the Lancers scored 6 points at every quarter, but it wasn't enough for the Lancers. You had 3 failed kicks and a failed conversion. Then in a way kind of cost them as the Bucks can DiCaprio ran for 3 touchdowns, including the go-ahead score late in the fourth quarter on 1-yard plunge. The Bucks throw a wrench in Deer Lakes' plans a little bit. Then the out of the interstate, Elizabeth Ford rolled over South 8, 36-7. South Moreland shuts down York 35-7 as Anthony Govern ran for 2 touchdowns, threw one to Isaac Trout, and then a scoop and score for the Scotties helped there. The Northwestern 6, Central Valley routes Keystone X 42-0, all done in the first half. As Landon Alexander had just 1 touchdown on a yarder, Matt Mayer returned to quarterback, and he found Denarius Simpson for 75 catch a run. Merritt recovered a fumble in the end zone, then him and Javen Thompson connected on a 52-yard catcher run. The Warriors had a block punt recovering the end zone for touchdown 2. Quaker Valley beats Hopewell 30-7. As Pat Ketchkember, as he scored 3 rushing touchdowns, including a 74-yarder. And then Aberworth over Ambridge 36-7. No surprise there, as Luke Hilliard scored 3 rushing touchdowns, and Bridger's gone on the board with a scoop and score, and the game is out of hand. Then the non-conference game, North Catholic ruled South Park on the road 41-0, all done in the first half. Joey Prentice, he counted for 5 touchdowns, 4 coming in the air, as he had a touchdown pass of 84 yards to Liam Strub, 44 to Tom Razaz, and then 2 of 23 and 38 yards to Jack Fennell. He also had a 1-yard keeper. And then a little pick 6 by Kyle Timoninsky iced it for the Trojans. And kind of a statement there. Class 2A of the century, Beth Center surprises Charleroi big and bad 39-22. McGuffey routes Waynesburg with a 50-burger, winning 55-22 as it was 35-0 at the half. As Jeremiah Johnson ran for 2 touchdowns, Logan Carlisle also ran for 2 scores for the Highlanders. Shore Houston takes the Fraser on the road 34-7. And then, let me see real quick. And then just looking at it, and then Wash High's game got canceled against Union Town. The Prexies didn't play, but they, I mean, they were in trouble, they didn't play. And they're really crapping. Then the Allegheny Conference, Lake Union Valley forfeited to Sarah Catholic, so the Eagles moved 8-0. And then quickly 3A, Brownsville forfeited to Mount Pleasant, so the Vikings pick up a conference win. The super easy and boring way. Just kind of wanted to touch on those really quickly there. Again, a couple games finished on Saturday, played slash finished on Saturday. Steel Valley Route Summit Academy 40-6. It was 40-0 at the half. As they had two scooping scores. Cruz Brookins ready for two touchdowns. Donjay Bergeron for two. Ironman stand defeated. Shadyside doubles up at Paul Ridge 28-14. As it was 21-0 through three quarters for the Bulldogs. As SSA got going, as Max Wicklund threw two touchdowns, 32 yards to Joey Bellinani, 41 yards to Nate Mallory. Isaiah Greer, 64-yard run. Chris Sullivan had another touchdown run for SSA, and they really had no issue there. At Three Rivers on Saturday, Western Beaver Route and Brentwood, 40-12. It was 33-0 at the half. As Levi Gray had two touchdown catches from Xander Lefebvre, who threw a third touchdown pass on a 59-yard to Dorian McGee. Thad Gray had a pick six and a 2-yard run. No trouble there for the Golden Beavers. As the other games in the Three Rivers Conference that were on Friday are supposed to be, as Starks got a 4-foot victory over St. LaSalle. Southside routes Carleton 49-14. The top of the Midwestern Conference. This conference basically really wasn't competitive on this week, as Freedom rolled Elwood City to keep their playoff hopes alive 35-0, as it was 21-0 through three quarters. Laurel stays undefeated and on top, beating New Brighton 42-7. It was 35-0 at the half, as Luke McCoy ran for two touchdowns, scored on a 47-yard pass for Cody DeRosa, who also had a 10-yard run. That pretty much highlighted Beaver Falls, Stapen beating Mohawk 41-7, as it was 35-0 through three quarters. As Jared Brickner threw three touchdown passes to three different receivers. As Isaiah Ashkenbacher also had a scoring run for the Tigers. And then Neshannock rolled winless with Riverside 45-0. No one for reported, but the Lancers took care of business as you would expect them to. And by the way, Southside, they scored, as all the scoring was done in the first half there, as they put 49.5. Absolutely insane, as Almashi came back, as Brody Almashi threw for two touchdowns, also as a recipient of a touchdown. So the Rams got a much-needed win there. Class 1A, and I don't know if there's a more confusing conference than the Big 7. As Shenango started slow, they picked it up as they roll Northgate 48-6, as it was 26-0 at the half. As Aaron Martin scored three rushing touchdowns. C.J. Miller added one. And then Hunter Lively ran for three touchdowns with a 44-yarder capping the scoring in the fourth quarter. So the Wildcats in the mix again. Rochester rolled Fort Cherry 35-0 as 16 answer in the third put the Mercy rule in effect as Sal Leore ran for three touchdowns. Antonio Leore ran for a run. And then J.D. Azuli had a 73-yard scamper to put the Mercy rule into effect as he did throw a conversion to seal it. And then I'm just checking here. And then the Big 7 game that was finished on Saturday, Cornell rolled Burgettstown 34-14. As Recon Travman took the opening kickback 72 yards of the house. Sincere Krimba hit Timmy Henderson's for a 40-yard touchdown. And then up 13-7 starts in the third quarter. Travman took a punt back 60 yards of the house. And then Amy Kimbrough to Shamar Wilson on a 9-yarder. That made things 27-7 through 3. Kimbrough to Toyford Keeper Dice at 34-14. Cornell with a win that they needed to stay on top. And then Olsh Union, talk about an insane, insane, insane game. Union puts 30 points up in the first quarter to build a 30-7 lead. Only to see the Chargers score the next 23 points with a touchdown each of the second, third, or fourth quarters to force overtime. And the OT, Olsh got 7. Union only had 6, and the Chargers come out to win this one 37-36 in overtime. The only thing, nothing was reported. Have no stats, have no names, Ay, 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 guys, come on now. The Dolish with a thrilling comeback victory. And for Union, just kind of just another kind of crushing blow to them. This team's better than what the record shows, but they got to be able to win. Chargers get a win that they definitely need to stay atop the conference. In the East, Springdale gets off the schneid in conference play, beating Jeanette 20-9 as 13 fourth quarter points iced and completed the comeback as Jeanette actually held a 9-7 lead. But then Logan Dexter a 5-yard run. And then Chris Savaka, who's second rushing touchdown, Steeler Springdale comes back. Canavan is absolutely for real as they don't just roll, but shut down the high powered Leechburg offense on the road. Canavan wins 33-3 as Leechburg took a 3-0 lead. Then it was all BC. As Jason Cross had a 28-yard run, and then Lassay Lax had a 35-yard punt return touchdown at the end of the first quarter to make it 13-3. Second quarter, Marquise Carter had a 17-yard run, Lax had a 32-yard catch run that made things 25-3, and then Lax took the opening kick of the second half back 63 yards of the house, 33-3 came and bounces back and makes a statement. And then Greaser Social Kyle Kenosha with Riverview winning 66-0, and then Monty Christian forfeited their game to Clarendon, so the Bears pick up a nice win, get a little bit of relaxation for the mighty Clarendon Bears. And the good old Tri-County South, and no, I'm not being sarcastic, the TCS is always fun. As Cal, they rolled Jefferson Morgan 47-12, as it was 28-6 at the half, as Hunter Assad threw and ran for a touchdown. Ethan Fike had a pick six. Damani Stafford had two rushing scores, and then Addison Pantino had two rushing touchdowns as well. Mapletown rolls Avella 45-16, as it was 23-0 after one. Then 22-8 in the third, sealed it as Landon Stevenson started things with a 63-yard touchdown. He returned to the end zone on runs of 6, 42, and 29 yards. He also had a pick 6. Maple's getting a much-needed win. West Green shuts down Benworth and dominates 56-0, 35-0 at the half. Colin Brady scored on runs of 15, 45, 7, and 10 yards. He also had an 85-yard kick return. Hunter Hamilton had 2 extra touchdowns as well. And then Carmichael's rolls Menison 40-6. The Mikes were 40-0 at the half. So that was really the scores for the Whippy Old games. As City League, Brashear University Prep got waived off. That game might just get canceled. It wouldn't matter for the standings, but if it gets canceled, it gets canceled, is what it is. West Dallas takes it to Butler on the road, 44-34. Of course, now Butler is D10, but West Dallas with a statement win, I think, is the Bulldogs, as they scored the only points of the fourth quarter, is Key Marcello in this game. As, let's see here, is looking at the numbers, accounted for 4 touchdowns, 2 in his legs, 2 with his arms, including the game-winning 35-yard of Malik Harris in the 4th. So West Dallas keeps rolling as they're undefeated. And that was that. My apologies, is that Allardyce lost in Ohio to Steubenville 48-13. And that concludes all the action from Week 6. So that's a wrap. So looking at the top performers. So for the games that concluded on Saturday, the top ones. As Alex Texer ran for 266 for Mount Lebanon. Nick Kersey 156 and a tutty for Paul Ridge. Bird had 120 for Still Valley. Ringer 114 from Beaver. Greer 106 for Shadyside. Through the air, Wicklund threw for 200 for Shadyside. Chris Hood 184 for Newcastle. Lefebvre 162 for Western Beaver. Wayner 132 for Central Catholic. McGowan 130 for Moon, Joey D 100 for Mount Lebanon, but then Peter's touch of Sam Miller threw for 283 and a loss. Receiving wise, Beachy 7 grabs for 90 yards for Moon, McCosco 6 for 147 for Peters, Greer had 4 catches, 106 yards for Shadyside, so he went off. Eli 4 for 45 for Mount Lebanon, and then Gage Johnson at 5 for 73 for Apollo Ridge. Sally's from Fridays, Caleb Williams led all rushers. 263 yards for Montour. Stevenson on 216 for Mapletown. Taqui Hayes from Aliquippa at 211. Kutch Kemmer for Quaker at 200. Sean Curry for Carly Turner for 187. Cal Stafford at 182. Bull Patty 181 for Bethel Park. Lively 173 for Shenango. Devin Woodlock 169 for Bell Vernon. Alston Castoros 162 for Beth Center. Savako, 158 for Springdale. C.J. Miller, 151 for the Chenango Ground Attack. Julian Duggar, 153 for Penn Hills. Brady, 156 for West Green. Prater Woods, 144 for Waynesburg. Brock Borgo led Hampton with 139. Alex Patton, showing Armstrong, does have a ground game with 137. Governor and Laura H. and 130 for South Monroe to Rochester, respectively. Ethan Varesco, 128 for Best Center. Yakimeli Pana, 122 for Penn Trafford. Eric Moore, 121 in the loss for Plum. Dolrick, 110 for Seneca Valley. Logan Johnson, 107 for Kiski. Marquise Carter, 103 for Canavan. Busky, 102 for TJ. Flint, McCoy, both 101 for Indiana Laura, respectfully. Passing leaders, Carson Davidson for Blackhawk threw for 301. Woody Hyde, Jay Sean Pringle threw for 276. Teska of Greensburg Salem at 262. North Calix, Joey Prentice at 258. Graham Hancock's 247 for Seneca Valley. Colin Dietz, 218 for Fox Chapel. Carlos Sawinski, 207 for Freedom. Zelensky, 205 for TJ. Jacob Stevenson, 204 for Waynesburg. Caden Olson led Armstrong with 189 yards in the air. Braden Harps, 174 for Charleroi. John Green, 155 for North Hills. Landon Lutz, 154 for South Fayette. Trenton Carter, 143 for Carmichael's. Nate Harper, 141 for Averworth. Marcello threw for 140 for Westinghouse. Brad Birch, 114 for Gateway. Quinn and Goodges, 110 for Aliquippa. Johnson, 107 for Kiski. Duggar, 104 for Penn Hills. And then Almashi, 101 for Southside. Timmons also 101 for Highlands. And the top receivers, Blackhawks, Lorenzo Jenkins, 14 grabs for 162 yards. Isaiah Brown, 9 catches, 146 yards for Armstrong. Logan Yater, 8 catches for just 48 yards for Lafayette. Cody Rubric had 8 catches, 174 yards for Greensburg Salem. Luke Lawson, 8 for 191 yards for Seneca Valley. I'm looking at Josh Eck, 7 catches for Freedom, 84 yards. Josh Pellin, 7 for 42. Terrence Woods, at 7 catches, 8 throws to Charleroi. Kylie Patterson had 5 grabs for 136 yards for Fox Chapel. Angelo Reddix, 5 for 111 for Woody High. Brandon Ross, 5 for 93 for Seneca Valley. Carson Heckathorn, 5 for 79 for Blackhawk. Brennan Shannon, 5 for 73 for Charleroi. Isaac Trout, 4 for 96 yards for Southmoreland. Jack Fennell, 4 for 112 for North Catholic. Deontay Holmes, 4 for 89 for Woody High. And then Sean Sullivan for TJ, 4 grabs, 144 yards for Psycho, and 4 for 56 for Beth Center. And that's a wrap, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed Whipple City League football. Crazy to think, 3 weeks left, guys. 3 weeks left of the regular season. We're into October fully, and it's the home stretch. So literally, dreams are made. Dreams come and go. They fade, or they're made stronger this time of the year. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Again, check us out on Twitter, at Cover3_ATH. It's capital C and cover, the number 3 underscore all caps ATH. Cover3 Athletics on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Of course, check out our website, cover3athletics.wixsite.com/WestPA, and it's cover, the number 3 athletics in the address bar. Hope you guys enjoyed this. For scores, updated power rankings, schedules, standings, podcasts every week, as well as Brentero's World of Sports blog with player features and spotlight articles. Check us out. Hope you guys enjoyed. We'll talk soon. Take care.